It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
That wasn't the most horrible fucking introduction to a damn podcast ever. Story. Good fucking God, dude. Oh my goodness gracious. So we were going to do Twitter spaces, right? I mean, we still might do it mid-podcast and stuff like that, but we were going to do a Twitter space, right? So the video version, as we are now, will be available on Rumble. As well as Spotify podcast as well. Version. And we were going to do Twitter as well, stream stream simultaneously. So, but dude, it just flopped. Like, dude, every single motherfucking blooper that could fucking happen absolutely happened. Life is a bitch, and we've got to adjust. Like I said, we are live. Why don't we try it again? What the fuck? We shouldn't. I'm gonna set it up. You see, it doesn't let me set up spaces on the desktop. I don't know why. I mean, the desktop, because you know how we have the new Twitter app, right? Or whatever it's called now. It's been rebranded officially, changed in the App Store. As well to X, so x.com/King officially. So we're gonna do the episode 482 live stream. All right. All right, I think we are live. Okay, let me turn on Okay, yep, we are live. So, True Speech, episode 482, live stream. If you're joining us, thank you all for joining us here. X's first live stream. It sounds so weird saying X, dude. X.com/GTQ. It sounds like I'm inviting you to watch a porno here with us here. I may have a bong in my hand, but we don't do that. The X logo, though? Dude, the X logo on top of the building, of the original Twitter building. Dude, the lights were flashing absolutely. I was looking at a lot of videos and stuff of people fucking having a, what's it called? The building where it's like having a cross from the building or something like that. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, that looks absolutely right. Point blank is, dude, did they really have to find Elon Musk and X? The brightness of the light. Pussies in San Francisco complaining about it. I just feel like he could have dimmed the light a little bit more. Don't you have like the ultimate mastermind control or something like that? Do we even do a helpful introduction here? Debut on Twitter. Second attempt, actually, too. So let's get fucking high up in here before we're on here. We're live on Twitter Spaces, like I said, ladies and gentlemen. To fill your mind with knowledge. Knowledge is limitless. Knowledge is powerful. Knowledge will get you healed. Knowledge will show you the way of life. In a lot of ways. More ways than one, that's for sure. It's all about how you perceive it. But thank you all, like I said, who are here, who are joining us here on our first live stream. I know we keep Spaces, Twitter Spaces, whatever you want to call it. Speech episode 482. And we have Instagram, so be sure to follow our Instagram, Truth Speech Pod on Instagram. We have threads.net. Is it threads.net or some shit like that? It's like equivalent of Instagram. I do believe we talked about it before. And it said, reported on the news or something online and stuff, that 50% of the users who did sign up for Threads recently probably stopped using it. I have it on my phone, but I don't use that shit. I'm more into Twitter now. X. I said the other day because I was getting fucking annoyed. I was like, I'm going to call on. It will always be Twitter in a lot of people's eyes. Like, X? What the fuck is X? Do you use X? Do you use X? Hey, you, mister, do you use fucking X? Sorry, what the fuck is that? X. It forever sounds like a porno. Like we're streaming porn. But we have one hell of a show today. For sure. Most definitely for sure. Dude, absolutely. Like I said, knowledge is power, so listener discretion is advised. A lot of the topics that we do talk about and cover here might be sensitive for virgin ears. If you have virgin ears, unfollow, unadd, unlisten, go back to listening to something else. Your shitty-ass playlist, music playlist, or something like that. We get sensitive here on this show, so... this is the first time I'm risking it all here on Twitter Spaces today. We're calling Twitter Spaces today. So, first off, did you guys know that Monster now has, drum roll please, Monster now has alcoholic beverages? Can you believe it? I mean, I had four of them yesterday. The four of them, I think I still have the can and stuff, but I drank this shit. It's called Monster, the Beast flavor, Mean Green, hard, 6%. Impressive. I mean, I don't, and I can't recall, like, feeling anything substantial or nothing like that. Then again, I don't drink to find substantial feelings like that, you know what I mean? So, it's not really something that, ew. But taste-wise, I'd say that tastes just like the original fucking Monster. 6%. Absolutely delicioso. Fucking delicious. Maybe like four of those, but dude, at the same time, it's like energy drink almost at the same time. It has the same exact things. And dude, it's like, dude, when I take certain energy drinks and stuff, dude, my head gets fucking, what's it called? My head gets fucking, my heart starts beating hella fast and all that. I think we need more light in here. Do you think we need more light in here? And, keep watching the new Transformers movie over and over and over. It's pretty damn badass. Let me tell you. Is that better? Turn on the lights so get a little bit better of a visual. I mean, mind you, the video edition of True Speech with the King will be, like I said, simultaneously able to stream on Rumble, rumble.com, as well as the audio and the Twitter spaces. Obviously, I don't know, can you save your spaces to your phone? I actually like don't officially know, because this is our debut. This is the first one. This is the first time we have ever streamed, let alone had it intended for multiple platforms. X, aka Twitter, whatever it is you want to call it. It's a fantastic app. I mean, what Elon Musk has been able to do since he has acquired it. I mean, the verification, the check marks and stuff for real creators, people that longing deserved it. I'd like to think that the people that longing deserve it are actually the ones using it. I mean, I've longly deserved it, and I've had mine for a long time. I mean, for fuck's sakes, I mean, I have two other Twitters that I wasn't able to gain access to, and they weren't able to verify that these ones belong to me. Come on, Twitter. Do your fucking jobs, right? Dude, they were able to verify, but I'm the only one asking about it. Come on, Elon. We got to get the Twitter back. But, dude, this is a solid, better attempt. I mean, dude, it was so fucking embarrassing the first time I tried to do Twitter spaces, let alone earlier today when I tried to do the podcast, when I tried to really start. I was hell of annoyed. I was fucking way too damn annoyed, dude. And people annoy the fuck out of me, dude. Sometimes I just need to face. But not gonna go into detail, the actions of people can cause a lot of problems. I mean, like I said, communication, two people who don't agree on shit, stuff like that, dude. No one single person is the alpha. You got to work together, especially when it comes to relationships, especially with all these people nowadays and their relationships and stuff like that. They have to have a mutual understanding of a lot of stuff. Otherwise, your things are going to turmoil. You guys are going to turn upside down. Your relationship or whatever it is you think you have will not be worth it anymore. Will not be worth fighting for. It will not be worth pursuing. It will not be worth wasting your time on. I mean, because a lot of people get into relationships because they want to obviously have love, and you know, by all means, that's 100% acceptable. I mean, everyone in the world deserves love, right? I mean, you'd be crazy not to say or not to agree with it. There's no love. I mean, you essentially are alone, depressed, and unhappy. But at the same time, you don't fucking need anybody to be happy. You don't need anybody to pursue your goals and your dreams and everything that you want to do. My phone isn't charging. I wonder why. You think I should plug it in like a speaker or something like that? I mean, it's not fucking charging in this fucking laptop, man. We're using the Windows laptop today. Yeah, so we're streaming it on my phone. I'm using my iPhone to stream it on Twitter Spaces, because I don't know if I explained it earlier in this rerun of the show, since I tried it like three different times to do the show today. It means really failed because of production, because of stupid thing being clogged and all that. Twitter Spaces doesn't work on the laptop. I mean, I'm not too sure. I mean, I didn't try it. I mean, I tried it. I actually went on the app and I went and looked on the app on my phone, and it was substantially different. So, I mean, Twitter app on my phone is the XL. Android or the iPhone, iOS, or the Google Play Market, your shit is X. X marks the spot. X marks the favorite spot. No. But on here, on my desktop, it's still the birdie. It's still the motherfucking birdie, guys. So it's still the motherfucking birdie. So we can still go along. We can still move along. Can you see the haircut? I mean, I did this myself. It's pretty good. I mean, it's my first time. It was actually my first time because, point blank, dude, I can't. My hair. You see me with the shaved head, right? There has to be times where have I done any podcasts with shaved head as of late in the most recent memory? Literally, because we're on live on Rumble now since I know I uploaded. For anyone that didn't know, we uploaded some previous episodes that we had on my original YouTube channel. So we had some of those get uploaded to the Rumble because Rumble is our main source now. We're putting episodes of our podcast on Rumble because of the fact that people are and the truth, and the truth hurts, and the truth will set you free. This truth will win you new friends. No one's gonna like you because they can't handle the truth, which is fucking stupid. What? Soft to understand the truth, too soft to lay down the facts, you're too soft to understand what you need to understand, and some people fail to understand that, and you know that's the quality of their life. My phone's on 19%. Can you believe that? How about we keep Twitter Spaces on until like the 19%? Because this fucking laptop's not charging. I have two chargers. I have one on the other side of my bed, and I have one over here, but I don't know where it is. I don't feel like looking. Leave that. Like I said, if you like our show, be sure to subscribe, like, share, rate, review, retweet, and X-Space Twitter repost. Now they took away the retweet, they took away the tweet. Now we're not fucking posting, or excuse me, we're not tweeting, we're posting. How long have I had Twitter for? I believe since 2013. But account-wise, I've probably had two, maybe three accounts. Because the one that got suspended was during the COVID era. And the other one that has 2,000, almost 3,000 followers on it. Hey, Elon. Can we add Elon into this group chat? Elon? Can we add Elon Musk to this group chat? I sent an invite to Elon Musk. On Twitter Spaces. What if he answered? Like, dude, I need my Twitter account at KWTK Prod, as well as Real or G the King if it, or Real G the King or something on Twitter. Because Real G the King _ is the one that got suspended back in the original Twitter era, and then the second one around really didn't have really have a following too much. I didn't feel like it did, but I got suspended. I think I was like suspended for hate speech or something like that. Hate speech? What are we hating on? I was promoting fights and stuff like that, and I think I talked about COVID or something in a irresponsible way because I said that. Same thing with Instagram. Instagram, that was back when they were being pussies about everything. Dude, back in the COVID pandemic era, COVID was a scam. It literally was a scam. It was something that was set up for them to steal more money from the people, steal and seize things. I mean, the chaos, the craziness, everything that went down when all that was going down, all the COVID, everything, all the lockdowns, everything, everyone going crazy about, oh, what am I going to do without my job? Oh, what am I going to do without my job? You know, obviously it was a really traumatizing time for the people, not only of America, as we said, but the United States and the entire world as well, because they're all handling it differently. Like, I laugh when I see people wearing the mask. Like, dude, I didn't fucking feel safe with no damn mask on regardless. I feel safer if someone were to go and cough in their arm or something like that. I mean, I don't think, regardless, mask or not, without it, the way that they were going about talking about virus and all that, when it was popping and when it was, and all that, I was expecting like this virus to make people drop dead or something like that. You're just like choking to death or dying or something like that. But oh, it was like a mild version of the flu. I contracted it 2 times, and I actually have gotten both the booster shot, well, the booster shot and the first and second dose of the COVID vaccine. So I probably will be dead in about 5 years or less because of blood clots or heart attack or something crazy like that. I mean, I'd hope to like think that it's just certain people are unlucky. Some people's immune systems aren't nearly as good as they thought they were. It's a testament to people to tell them and assure them to work out, to stay healthy, to go on a walk every day, to go do whatever you need to do, dude. For fuck's sakes, when I went to go buy that bottle of Hennessy the one time, the corner store, even though it was so much more expensive than the one down the street from my job, the walk to there was the one reason why, but then I was going to go home and get shit. Like, yesterday, when I got those four monsters, well, no, there weren't four monsters, actually. That's bullshit. No, there was this other drink I had. It was called Big Sips. It's like if you ever drank the juice boxes, they're also like, you know, considered wine in a way. So the juice boxes and all that, they're all right, dude. The worst fucking flavor has to be the what the fuck is it called? What flavor is it? Like cranberry or some shit. Like, dude, like cranberry, you're just fucking. I don't like cranberry juice at all. That shit's fucking nasty, bro. But we were going to get into some deep shit. Oh, yeah, so we're back to what we're saying about the COVID stuff. So, dude, I could not tell you how fucking uncomfortable I was coughing around people. I was just like, dude, I don't want to fucking cough. I don't want these people thinking I have something. And, like, I don't know if I have something. I never went through that bullshit line everyone was waiting for. Like, had them stick those damn things on my nose. I actually have only been COVID tested, twice. So I got COVID tested twice, but I didn't let those motherfuckers stick nothing in my nose, nothing at all. Because, like, was false positives and a lot of those COVID numbers. So a lot of the numbers were like exaggerated and whatnot. I mean, they were heavily exaggerated. Dude, this, the entire COVID pandemic, it's a scam. Scamdemic. They call it a scamdemic. Because it was designed to back the people up in a way. It set so many people back. People still are suffering from not having their homes or losing their best job or their company no longer being in business anymore. And also, on top of that, they not only did it kill and wipe out a lot of people, dude, we have the biggest terrorist organization, Bill Gates. Bill motherfucking Gates, you know, making meat, vegetables, dude. I mean, they're trying to make it to where humans just can absolutely wipe off the planet. Because you think about it, dude, the curriculum in the schools nowadays, dude, the pushing of the gay communities and all that, the LGBTQ community and all that, you know, like I said, instead of us talking about real world issues in a lot of ways, with all due respect, you, the LGBTQ, don't come after me. My he, hims will not be able to contain myself when it comes to the see someone's Twitter or their comment, and I go and look at their profile and an LGBTQ. So no communities, no nothing. Don't come after. But they pay more. The United States of America is, let alone, ladies and gentlemen, the most corrupt organization that there is. Yes, I said the word organization because the United States is corrupt. And for anyone that didn't know, I mean, truth bomb, we're not dropping a truth bomb, truth bomb, truth bomb, truth bomb. United States is the front runner, the number one, the poster boy underneath Ukraine for human trafficking. An entire raid of human trafficking, or human trafficking raid, and where they found several victims, and they busted this recent human trafficking raid on, I forgot where it was, but I recently seen that. But hey, dude, the United States of America is not the free country. They do not give a shit about these people unless you are rich and you can provide the government with substantial amounts of money, because you make a lot of money and they take a lot of the taxes and stuff. So everything just substantial since Joe Biden's been in office, since inflation, since we magically were sending billions and billions of dollars over to Ukraine. I mean, United States sending all this money over to Ukraine. Ukraine being the number two place in the world for trafficking. Dude, speaking of trafficking, dude, so down where I work at and stuff like that, I mean, there's not really too many homeless people, but dude, the last week or so, so many people came, a couple people came in with some fucking accents. Some homeless, there's this, so where I work at, okay, so this has, I mean, I don't know how this has to do with the original story of trafficking. So, dude, both these fucking ladies, one lady fucking stunk like hell. She looked like she pissed herself. She looked like she probably shitting on herself. And she looked like hell, and she smelled like hell. But, you know, I called a non-emergency number. The cops come and pick her up, remove her. And then next day, okay, this other lady comes inside of the store and fucking says, "Do you have a blanket, sir?" And she has it in the same accent as this one, almost quite identical. And then I said, "All I have are these towels," because I picked up some fucking towels for like, you know, rags and stuff, because you know, it's tricky. I don't have anything bigger, dude. I mean, my black jacket that was fucking awesome, Red Cross, obviously, not the organization, because the Red Cross is the most corrupt organization. Don't ever donate to organization just because a bunch of people are talking about it or heavily or one of the solutions. No, donate to human trafficking, you know, the research into human trafficking. That's going to be like our goal for the next podcast, to find an organization to donate money to. I mean, even though we don't know where the hell these monies go most times, it's fucked up, but we don't know where the money goes. So I mean, you have to do your research and completely know where things are going and stuff like that when it comes to donating money and all that. Damn sure. Especially with people nowadays, dude. I mean, women, especially women, dude. Women online. Dude, you can get paid for showing off your body parts, let alone feet pictures. I thought that was a fucking joke. I was joking about that. I'm like, dude, I'm going to sell some feet pictures on OnlyFans, man. Like I said, I had OnlyFans, but it wasn't to post naked pictures or cock pictures on there. It was just to follow fine ass models and stuff like that. I don't have that shit anymore. I logged out of that shit a long ass time, probably over a year ago. But dude, all that two-face authentication shit, the stuff that had a setback on, you know, Twitter or whatever it is you want to call it. I mean, it sounds like I'm talking about porno now, dude. But it's the same thing that got us out of there. So OnlyFans was cool, but like, dude, people get paid. Women could get paid for having sex and having a camera on for our videos of them getting fucking rammed and fucked. Like, dude, the Lena the Plug and the Adam 22 video, the amount of attention, the amount of people chimed in, the amount of people expressing their opinions and stuff. Like, dudes and women that do dumb shit like that, those two fuck faces, dude, they make so much money. They get so much attention. Adam 22 has a cool. I mean, it's all right, but it's something that, you know, pretty fucking ridiculous. You know, it shows you how low of a level of a man you are. But I would never let, like I said, I would never let no one be plowing my wife. That's for goddamn sure. The only person that's gonna be fucking my wife would be myself and myself only, man. The cock only. But anyways, listen, if you guys like our show, be sure to subscribe. We're available exclusively on Spotify. My podcast, our video podcast, our more recent video podcasts are available on Rumble Video or Rumble. Yeah, you download Rumble, and it's available in the Google Play Store and or the App Store. And Like I said, if you don't know where to find us, we can post a link tree. We can post the podcast bio as well. But Truth Speech Pod on Instagram and Twitter. X.com/truthspeechpod as well. You can follow us. Everything podcast related, podcast content, all of the above will be available there for you guys. And reminder, don't drink and drive. Just kidding. I've drank it and driven before. It's pretty fun. Just can't get caught. You gotta do it on a closed road because, like, where I live is like the country and all that, so it's really not that bad. I mean, so, like I said, and also, before we continue on, ladies and gentlemen, that bitch started crying, dude. So, the lady that we was talking about that didn't have the blanket and stuff, so let's continue that story. She started crying when we said we didn't have a blanket. She said, "Oh, sir, my body hurts and all that." And she's like, "I just want a blanket." She didn't ask for drugs. She didn't ask for cigarettes. She didn't ask for alcohol. She wanted a blanket, man. That's a first. And that bitch looked like she was starving. She looked like skin and bones, man. She was absolute skin and bones. And it's unfortunate, dude, for a lot of people. But, dude, I had this conspiracy theory that I was thinking about. I'm like, dude, what if a bunch of fucking people get kidnapped? And some of these places, man, and it really happens, man. It really does happen. Look it up. People get starved to death, and people that don't get selected or whatever it is, these people just be treated like little slaves in the like I said, with America, they sell off immigrants that the United States border customs, when they seize them all, and you see those cages that they throw Hispanic and Latino folks in, right? You see them throw them in the cages. You see them pick them up at the border. You see them at the United States-Mexico border, right? You see them, right? I mean, it's like we're having simultaneous. You see these people get turned away at the border, and they're leaving Mexico in a lot of ways to hopefully come to the United States and set their lives up for. That's right, for success, and they're hoping to go to the United States, aka the land of the free, quote unquote. But let alone that the government does not fucking care about you, United States, and also all of them, and a huge majority of the political candidates, the congressmen, the people in the Hollywood as well, and the entire world, in a way, is ran by pedophiles. Rapists, traffickers, human traffickers, satanic worshippers, and devil worshippers, satanic worshippers, whatever the fuck you want to say. This entire world is ran by a bunch of freaks. So when it comes to providing the truth, when it comes to standing up to the masses, no matter what the fuck go against, it doesn't matter if people try to cancel you, it doesn't matter if people try to keep you from prospering, because point blank is no one's gonna fucking stop me. I'm not gonna let any punk stop me from doing anything that I want to do. I'm not gonna let any organization, any person, any people say anything that's gonna keep me from stopping to tell the truth. I mean, there's a lot of people that are under mind control for people that rely and they really think about the presidential candidates and debates and stuff, and who's winning and who's really in charge and all that. They think that there's all these people care about them. They think Biden's a good president. The only president that we have had in recent memory that has been for the people has been Donald J. Trump. Mr. Trump, President Trump, former President Trump, who said to be indicted again for God knows what, because the Democratic Party, aka Joe Biden, is trying to get him removed as a political candidate, because no one wants any more of this guy. Because, dude, he's setting our country down on a downward spiral. Handing money over to Ukraine. Allowing cocaine in the White House. However, that's not a bad idea. Had I been the president. No, I'm just kidding. It there's so much about Joe Biden. He says there's so many fucking problems. And I don't know about the whole clone shit and all that. Like, dude, that shit's fucking weird. Dude, imagine lizards the whole time. But, dude, yeah, so this entire, going back to what we were saying, this entire world's ran by a bunch of freaks. If you want to be an actor, you're going to run into some rapists. You're going to run into some pedophilic people, some creepy dudes, some creepy directors. How do you think a lot of people make their next big step? Why do you think that these, you know, there's handfuls of people that have expressed their satanic beliefs, that have represented their beliefs for expressing their religion in a way, you know, not their religion, but more so that they're affiliated and associated with these masterminds and the so-called elites that run the world. The people, you know, obviously I'm not gonna say Illuminati, but just the people that, you know, cannot be trusted. I mean, this world is corrupt. I mean, the leaders and everyone, the presidents, the congressmen, everyone, everything and anything that goes on in the United States, dude, is 100% planned. It's in a sequence of events. So it's a sequence of events that happen in timely fashion, in timely order, where they know when this shit's going to occur already. They know the predates for this. They know how. It's kind of like the Simpsons run the world in a way. No, the Simpsons run the world in a way. They're always predicting stuff. They're always coming up with stuff. Dude, there's no fucking way. So whoever writes for the Simpsons is probably similar to the United States. You know what I mean? I'm thinking like, dude, come on, man. All this stuff that happens, you know, the Boston bombing, all this stuff, the Vegas shooter. Every one of these things that happened has happened. I mean, one of the biggest things in most recent memory was the Black Lives Matter stuff, the George Floyd stuff. You know, the whole everyone getting together and dividing, trying to divide. They're trying to divide each other. They're trying to make people divide from each other so they can be less powerful. Because what happens when, ladies and gentlemen, what happens when you put people together? What happens when people bind together? They're stronger. They're more wise. They're more strategic. However, you got to separate the egos. You got to also enjoy the fact that you're separated from these kinds of people. You're not categorized, but people do deserve to be separated, and some people don't want to necessarily ride in as a team. So how long can we do a Twitter space for? Does it last? I mean, I think we can go on as long as we can. I mean, I think it's just a matter of like who the fuck joins and stuff. So it's just crazy that no one really realizes. I mean, dude, it's bright. If you do your research, you can really seriously see what's truly going on. I mean, they're trying to write President Trump off the map, trying to, you know, just as spreading absolute negativity throughout his entire term as president. I mean, them silencing the ones. So the only people that get silenced, ladies and gentlemen, the only people that get their voices silence and their voices aren't able to be heard are the ones that are providing the people with the knowledge. They're providing people with knowledge. They're providing people with wisdom. They're providing people with awareness of what's truly going on. And there's a handful of people that are in these pedophilic, supportive of this pedophilia going on largely and dominantly in the United States. I mean, that trafficking and obviously the whole trafficking ring and all that. There's so much stuff that so many people don't know about the world and stuff like that. But I think we can end the live stream for the Twitter spaces because my phone's gonna die and my laptop's gonna die. We're gonna switch spaces for a little second. So can you believe that? We're gonna switch spaces and we could probably still do the live stream. Motherfucker, my freaking cord got stuck on the thing, but yeah, we're putting this down. So, I mean, we did like one of the first episodes or something like that of True Speech with the King from this actual too. So, what a throwback for us today on this episode. What's up? It's Throwback Thursday. It feels so weird being in this spot. Yeah, dude, can you see my that's the shit we're in front of on the other side, but I'd say this area right here has the best lighting. This definitely does have the best lighting. I'm really jealous right now. I'm jealous that the entire show couldn't have been like this. I'm jealous that we couldn't get this going in the very beginning. So we're going to end the Truth Speech live stream, but we're going to continue on with our show because we only got a little bit of battery. We got a little bit of battery life left on the laptop, though. Good God, this shit is absolutely clear as fuck. Lighting is everything, I presume. Anybody should know that. I should delete every single episode of my show until they're absolutely clear like this. I can't believe it. But we're ending the live stream, so it was a pleasure. You know, I will leave the live stream up. Or maybe we just keep it on. I don't know. We could keep the live stream on. I mean, I don't know. We got probably 20 more minutes here. We're probably ending the live stream, but it was fun doing that shit from there. So thanks to Twitter Spaces for allowing us to do that. And hell the fuck yes, I will call that still Twitter Spaces. How dare you guys? So I mean, dude, the unawareness of people knowing about human trafficking going on between women, between men. I mean, I feel like if it's more so children and women, because they sell, and you know, obviously they sell people in general. It doesn't matter if they're men or women. You know, they sell people for parts, for organs, important organs, and you get them installed. Look at me, I'm talking about a phone and stuff like that. But you get it installed in your body. Look at my Twitter on here. Can you guys see my crack of my iPhone? We should do a live. We should do a selfie. Do a picture of me taking a picture of myself doing the podcast while I'm doing the podcast. All right. 3, 2, 1. All right. So we're going to do this little live shit real quick here. This isn't live, but it's on Snap. So it's on Snapchat, right? And we can also post it to Instagram. We can post it to Threads. We can post it to Facebook. And we can post it any motherfucking where that we need to. We are the shit. To continue on with this episode of True Speech, it's quite interesting thinking about everything that's going on. But, you know, is learning about it, you know, consuming all the energy, consuming all the knowledge within, and it's like, oh my gosh, there's so much to consume, and you've got to almost be fully aware of what you're talking about. You got to be fully aware, have your facts lined up. You gotta do this, and you gotta do that, and you gotta you've gotta line everything up properly. You gotta think about everything you're saying in a lot of ways, but you know, realistically for me, I feel like I am the type that does research, and I research enough to where I don't like to say shit that's not true. Then again, I don't want to seem like a dumbass, but then again, if I do say something or do have an outlandish take on something, I'm just not gonna be upset about it. I'm not gonna delete the episode. I'm not going to edit a certain part out because I said some dumb shit on there. No, I'm just going to, what's it called? I'm just going to, is that better? Better lighting? That's a little bit better. It was a little too bright there. But yeah, so I'm just going to take everything that I said in, and I'm going to recorrect my mistakes. I'm going to be better than ever. And I'm going to, I don't know, I don't like that. Why do I look so damn white in the stream? This isn't fair. I'm just kidding. But, you know, like I said, I correct the mistakes. You'll come back, be better than ever, return, and, you know, become the best form of yourself possible. It happens, ladies and gentlemen. Life happens. Things happen. You know, we got to adjust to things. We got to do things that we don't want to do. I just got to Snapchat. Turn my phone off because it was hot. I think I'm going to let it die. You know, you're supposed to let your phone die at least, like, once a week or so. You know what I am thinking about regaining? I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast yet. I talked, I wanted to get the iWatch or something like that. I didn't have, at the time, I didn't have the proper phone for it, the iPhone. I was like, it wouldn't update or something. I think that was the first time, but then the second time, I think I ended up selling it or something. That's like my case. It clearly didn't help back because when I threw it off my bed, it's like 5 feet in the air or something like that. So a little bit, I gotta really, really stand up on this little, like this little bar right here that I have to fucking get up to use to get up on. Get high off your own supply, kick back, drink some tequila, or in my case, Monster, brought to you by Monster. 6%, man. Probably two of these are like $8 or so. $8. I mean, they're like Monster Energies are like 3-something. It depends on how many you consume and how many you consume. How many you motherfucking consume? So, do I get, there's another question. Do I get scared that our world is ran by rapists, pedophiles, and is surrounded by a bunch of satanic worshipers, such as Hillary Clinton, such as The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, such as Tom Hanks, is it? No, Tom Hanks. No, not Tom Cruise. Tom Hanks. If you want to name some people off, I mean, there's an entire list, dude. My brain is not working, man. I have not been asleep. I slept a little bit last night, but not too much. So it was between, you know, it was Selena Gomez. I mean, there's a lot of people. You know, Beyonce for sure, Jay-Z for sure, Lil Wayne for sure. A lot of everyone, man. There's a lot of fucking people in Hollywood, dude. If there's not that, there's fucking creepy people in Hollywood for sure. So I turn off my phone and it says 21%. It's 17. So a list of people that are in the list of celebrity satanic worshippers in Hollywood. Or I want to know like the entire list of people that are in there. So what the hell, Christian Bale? So this is 2019. Says Christian Bale thinks Satan has been born. Hail Christian, hail Satan. So 10 pop notes. Satanism in Hollywood. Yeah. So dude, this the people in their groups and stuff, everything that they do, and just the corruption, you know, who really runs the stuff that goes on in the United States, you know, just from just corruption and the leaders and stuff and the rigged elections and, you know, the blocking of important public figures and stuff, and, you know, the misjudgment of the American citizens. I mean, on top of the mistreatment, obviously, and the injustices, it's absolutely crazy what the fuck and really, what the hell really happened. Corruption beyond, it's wild. I mean, it's crazy, dude. It's insane to see what happens. I mean, I feel for all the families and stuff. Dude, I would be scared shitless, dude, if I was trying to make my way across the border, dude. I guarantee that I'm going to make it in to the United States, dude. What happens when you're in those cages for so long? Like, what do they go there after so long to grab a portion of those people and sell them off? Like, what do you do? Sell them off to other countries? Ukraine? I mean, any real person that does their research knows that the United States and Ukraine are the top two trafficking fucking organizations in the world. Look like I have been eating a lot, ladies and gentlemen, lately. I've been kind of a lazy fuck, but I've actually returned to the gym as well. So that'll be something that we go to. I think I'm going to go tomorrow because we were supposed to do the podcast today. Tomorrow, excuse me, but we do it today, so it makes it a little bit easier so we can go to the gym. I mean, I was just being fucking lazy. I mean, I wanted to do the show today. I feel like I was in a really pissy mood, though. When we first started the show, I was in a pissy-ass mood. It's not really necessarily cold. I don't know, I just feel like wearing a jacket. I mean, I was wearing it in the beginning of the show. Now I put it on mid-show. So we got to return to it during the end of the show. So It's a scary world we live in. It's a fucked up world we live in. It's a controlled, heavily world we live in. And they're trying to remove people off the face of the earth. They're trying to take away all of our rights. They're trying to take away all of our freedoms. They're trying to control people. They're trying to control the population. They control every area that you could possibly imagine, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood movies, literally the releases of Hollywood movies, Hollywood actors, substantially high amount of Hollywood actors and actresses, your favorite rappers, your favorite movie producers, your favorite, whatever the fuck it is, you know, your favorite movie, your favorite director, your favorite actor, your favorite rapper. All that shit is, you know, custom work of satanic worshipers. People that sell their soul to the devil, aka the elites, the Illuminatis, and these people all gather together. These are people, you enjoy your riches, you have a great time, you know, you get everything that you could possibly fucking need in your life. You get everything you possibly need in your life, and except, you gotta do what they tell you to do. You gotta do what they say to do. I mean, look at all these fuck faces that we have. I mean, look what the hell happened to Sam Smith, dude. Oh my God. I mean, Lil Wayne, Beyonce, Jay-Z. Hollywood is full of weird, corrupt pedophiles and all that. I mean, Dan Schneider. I mean, remember iCarly? Remember Victorious? Remember Zoey 101? Dude, the guy that wrote those and the director, whatever the fuck it is, Dan Schneider, is a fucking rapist. And, I made a really aggressive comment on Twitter the other day. I was going to say X Spaces. I don't know why the fuck my freaking mind just stopped in the midst of that. I made a very aggressive tweet the other day. A post. It's called a fucking post. Okay. I said that Pee Wee Herman, you know, the guy that played him, was arrested for exposing himself in an adult movie theater, masturbating on top of him being child pornography charges. Even if the charges were dismissed, even if it happened a long time ago, even if it was, you know, if it wasn't the exact story. Dude, if you ever have children, crimes against children, let alone sexually related almost in some creepy ways, and your name associated to that, those two things going together, no. Sticks. Whatever happens, I mean, it can happen to anybody, but the first headline always sticks. And don't have yourself in a fucked up position now, you know what I mean? It just does not make good news, but then at the same time, if you're innocent, if you're one of those people that, you know, awfully framed and stuff, that's an unfortunate circumstance to be a part of. You know, you got to make use of everything that comes your way. You guys just change, like, podcast. We just turned into the evil thing. So, I think that's pretty much for us today on the show. I really, after I was done talking about those monsters, I was like, dude, I think I want some monsters now. I really want some monsters. I really want some. I think I need some more of them. You think I should? Should I or shan't I? Shan't I or should I? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we had one hell of a show today. My phone's on 18%, so I don't know. I'll probably go get some monsters a little bit later. Probably not. Our episodes will be available on when we did live on Twitter Spaces and all that, X Spaces, whatever you want to call it. And we will have the video version exclusively available on Rumble. Rumble only, not YouTube or anything like that. Rumble only, ladies and gentlemen. And Spotify podcast, iHeartRadio, and Apple podcast. If you have an iPhone, Android, whatever it is, you're able to stream our show exclusively there. The video edition will be only available, like I said, on Rumble. Follow us on x.com/tweet. Backtrack, blueprint, backtrack. Okay, so x.com/truthspeechpod, Instagram.com/truthspeechpod. And if you want to add our fucking Threads account, go right ahead. So threads.net/GT King official. What the fuck is it called? So, Threads? Take me to my Thread account before we get the fuck out of here. So, truthspeech at threads.net. So threads.net, I mean, Oh no, so gtking_official.threads.net or something like that. But I don't really use Threads too much. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, we're available everywhere you get your shows. GTKingOfficial on x.com/GTKingOfficial, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. I hope you guys generally succeed selling your iPhone for however much money, $7,000, $2,000, something like that, for the original Twitter app. I mean, generally interesting people nowadays. There's generally a lot of curious people. There's a lot of really funny creators and stuff like that. And it makes for a creative world and stuff like that. So, generally cool. So, point blank also. FYI, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. We still got Call of Duty episodes. I mean, still got to do Call of Duty Mobile with the episode, I think, 3 and all those other ones. We got to still re-up on those Call of Duty episodes and stuff like that. Maybe we'll live stream at the same time while we're doing it. Or maybe not. Whatever it is, we will do. We'll probably do one later on today. So be sure to check that one out. That will only be available on Rumble and exclusively on Spotify podcast as well. So this is Gabe Arnett signing off. Don't let the truth be silenced. Don't let your voices be canceled. Don't let the voices go from being heard. Don't let anyone undermine you, treat you disrespectfully, or make you feel like a bitch. Because you aren't a bitch. Bitches are bitches. You know what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? Don't let anyone stop you from your goals. Don't let any lowlifes mess you up or, you know, deter you from your path to wisdom. It looks like we're a white guy. You know what I mean? It looks like we're an absolute white guy. But don't let anyone stop you from your goals. You're your own person. You matter the most. Self-respect and real respect and truth, respect and loyalty and commitment. All the most important motherfucking things you can have. This is Truth Speech with the King. My name is Gabriel Hernandez. And ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We made fucking history today. We streamed on X Spaces as well. And we talked about every fucking thing possible. And we changed scenery at the same time. And we changed clothes a couple times. So we made history in a lot of ways. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back. We are out of this bitch. Bye, folks. We're going to take one last hit before we get in this bitch. Like a Taco Bell sweater, by the way. There's another. Until then, though, we are out of this bitch. Bye, folks. Until next time, don't drink and drive and don't smoke and drive. And certainly don't hit a bong and drive. We will be back next week, ladies and gentlemen, next Friday or maybe next Thursday or Friday. So don't miss us. We'll be back next week. Stream us on Rumble and as well as Spotify and or iTunes, all the other major podcast providers, 9 other podcast providers. Click the link in my bio, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of this bitch. Bye, folks.
Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, trying to get lit. Music allowed, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, trying to get lit. Music allowed, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.